Hello, and welcome to Living Healthy, Living Well podcast. A healthy and prosperous lifestyle does not have to be stressful. We all have the tools within us to lead the way to reach our goals, but many of us need guidance on the how to get there. Hi, I'm your host Madhavi, and I'll be your guide on your side. Being well with busy lifestyles can be hard to do alone. Each week, I will be sharing bite-sized tips and tricks to help you make tiny changes that lead to big differences in your life practice. I invite you to join me on this journey to better health and well-being. After all, you have nothing to lose, but only stress. Hello, and welcome to Follow Me Friday if you're watching me on my YouTube channel or my social media, or welcome to Living Healthy, Living Well if you're listening to me on my podcast. My name is Madhavi. I am your Chief Motivating Officer of Prana Health Yoga and Wellness, and I am here to share with you a Friday tip today. Today, what I wanted to tell you about is something that I have come into realization with my own personal practice. I have been working on a 100-day challenge of movement, meditation, and journaling every morning before I start my day. And while I've been practicing this movement, meditation, journaling, I'm calling it my MMJ 100-day challenge, I have actually come to realize how important it is for me to begin my day with these three things, because it's actually setting the tone for my day ahead. I even shared this with one of my coaching clients. And in fact, last night I was talking to them and talking about morning routine, how important it is. It will actually set the tone for your day. Who ever said, "I want to have a miserable, grumbly day"? Said no one ever, right? When we get up in the morning, we say, maybe, how do I want to feel? Rather than say, I want to have a grumbly day, I want to feel amazing. I want to have a successful day. I want everything to go as planned. But sometimes we feel like before we even get out of the bed, or maybe before we even walk downstairs or into our kitchen, we're already feeling like a hamster running on a wheel. We're already feeling behind. So setting the tone for the day is what you do in the morning before you begin the first thing on your schedule, on your calendar. Guys, I have clients that literally get up with enough time to get up, brush their teeth, splash some water on their face, because many are working from home, grab their cup of coffee and log in within 15 minutes of the time that they wake up. Is that the way to set up your day? For success, you dive into your emails and your texts and social media or whatever, your head goes, right? And then you wonder why you feel like you're running like a hamster on the wheel and going nowhere, and you feel like you're behind. In fact, just this week, when I have an automated reminder for my yoga students and my coaching clients for their appointments or for their classes, I actually had two students or clients, one student, one client or something, reach out to me at about 8:30 in the morning saying, "Hey, Madhavi, I'm not sure if I'm going to be able to make it to class today. I already am feeling behind. I just don't foresee me to be able to make it to the evening class at 7 p.m. 7 p.m., guys, this is at 8:30 in the morning. Same thing with the coaching client. "Hey, can we push up our time? I'm really feeling behind." 8:30 in the morning, they're already behind. Whoa, stop, step back. Why are you already behind and the day has just begun? Because we need to set ourselves up for success. And the way we set ourselves up for success is actually the night before, pre-planning. But what you do in the morning is actually going to set the tone, set the energy, set yourself up for success. The number one thing that I have found out, and I actually found science to back it up, it's actually from the British Journal of Sports Medicine. They found that morning exercise can improve attention, visual learning, and decision making. There's a bunch of other studies that I actually dug into. I could go on, but anyways, I really dug into, and I wanted to show you that this is science backed. So there's many benefits actually to waking up in the morning and just getting movement in the morning. And this is what I was actually talking to my client about last night, inviting them to, rather than grabbing their cup of coffee and just kind of making a couple of laps around their island in the kitchen, just to get a little bit of movement, and then going straight and logging in within 15 to 20 minutes of waking up, having a morning routine and including in that morning routine is 10 minutes of movement. And I'm not talking about, you know, going down there and doing a fast cardio exercise or pumping out weights, just any kind of movement. It can be stretching. It can be just walking to your mailbox, walking to the first stop sign in your neighborhood, walking around the house, maybe even getting on the treadmill for a slow walk, whatever it is, do some 10 minutes of yoga stretches. I don't know. There's so many things that you can choose, something that is easy for you. Here's another one. Pump out 10 push-ups while the water is getting hot for you in the shower, or maybe jump down and do a 30-second plank. Do something to get the body and mind to wake up. We don't just jump out of bed and log in, no, and expect to have a seamless, perfectly toned day, no. So things that morning movement can actually benefit for you are, here are some things. You'll have fewer distractions because you've taken care, fewer distractions to get that morning movement in. So because you've said, I want to go for a walk. So if you want to do more than 10 minutes, more power to you. But if you can get a minimum of 10 minutes, that would be great. You'll actually make healthier food choices. You're more focused. You'll have increased alertness, more overall energy, support weight loss. You're going to actually improve, you know, and support your weight loss by getting movement. You're getting the blood to pump. It will control your appetite. Again, you will choose better foods. I've noticed personally on the days that I have skipped my exercise because I was bolting out the door because I chose not to wake up 10, 15, 30 minutes earlier to get my movement in. I chose to sleep in, hit the snooze button. I made bad food choices that day because I was tired. I wasn't focused. It actually helps control your blood glucose level. It helps control your blood pressure management. And it actually improves your sleep. But this is just exercise, but then movement in the morning will keep you focused throughout the day. So my MMJ 100-day journey, movement, meditation, and journaling, I'm on day 86 today. Day 86, consecutive days, moving, meditating, and journaling. This was my choice. How early do I get up to do this? Guys, I've joined the 5 a.m. club. Am I a morning person? I don't think I ever really was a morning person. And I don't know if there's ever such thing really. I make myself do it. I actually have a conversation with myself when that alarm goes off. If I hit snooze, I'm procrastinating. And who am I procrastinating? I'm procrastinating against myself. I'm not showing up to myself. Getting up in the morning, having a morning routine, moving for 10 minutes, not asking for much, guys, 10 minutes of movement, and it doesn't have to be anything crazy. It's going to set you up for success. Science has backed it up. I believe in science because I am in healthcare. I see what happens to people who just don't really prioritize their own personal health and wellness. It's important. You've got 10 minutes. You can wake up 10 minutes earlier. Go to bed 10 minutes earlier so you can wake up 10 minutes earlier. Earlier to bed, earlier to rise. They say that the 5 a.m. club people are the most successful people. I've just joined the 5 a.m. club. I'll let you guys know when I'm famous and rich and successful. But right now, it's definitely setting up the tone for me, and I am enjoying it. I feel like I've accomplished something and I'm doing my 30 minutes of movement. I could do more. Sometimes I'll get a second walk in the day. My movement is a walk. Sometimes when I come home from work in the afternoon, if the weather's works for me, I will go out and get a second walk to get the fresh air. Waking up in the morning, we're connecting with the circadian rhythm. It's really important that we are up during the daylight hours and asleep when it's dark. It helps our body set and it helps with our cortisol levels. There's so many benefits, And I'm sharing this with you because I personally have been practicing it and it's a game changer. There are mornings where I want to hit that snooze button. I'm not going to lie. But then I remind myself, if I hit snooze, I'm procrastinating. And what does procrastination do? It's just going to make me get behind and I'm going to be that hamster running on that hamster wheel, texting and emailing my appointment saying, hey, I'm running behind. I'm running late. No, you don't need to run late. You can do this by dialing back your schedule, really sitting down and paying attention, not overbooking yourself, being mindful, maybe putting this 10 minutes of movement and the rest of your morning routine into your schedule, into your calendar, block it off. Treat it like an appointment with your doctor. If you don't like to go to your doctor, maybe an appointment with your boss, appointment with an important client, a big business deal. Treat it as important as that because you are important. You are important first. If we fill our cup up first, we will have the energy and capacity to take care of others and do stuff for others. Remember, if you don't show up to yourself, how can someone else trust you that you're going to show up for them? Showing up for yourself is key. And starting with a movement practice is really going to be game changing. I'm telling you this from experience. I'm on day 86. I'm going to make it to 100. I'm going to make it to 300. I'm going to just keep going 364 days, 365 days, sorry, of the year. I'm going to make it all through 2023. I'm putting myself out here into public, being vulnerable, being authentic, because I'm really doing it, guys. I'm doing it. And I invite you, if I can do it, you can do it. I'm not going to say this is easy. This does not come naturally to me to wake up at 5 a.m. and hit the treadmill between 5:15 and 5:30. No, it was not easy, but I have no one to complain to. And I'm not going to complain. I'm doing it because I want to do it. If there is something that you want to do, then you will make sure you do it. And if you do it, you're going to see yourself success and flourish and gain the fruition from whatever practice you choose to do. But I really invite you, circling back to movement, 10 minutes of movement is key. The American Heart Association recommends that each of us as adults gets 150 minutes of cardiac exercise and aerobic exercise and 150 minutes of aerobic exercise, pumping the heart. Our heart is a muscle. It's in itself. It's a muscle. It needs to exercise too. If the heart is not strong, it will not be able to pump the blood throughout the body. We will not have mental clarity or focus. We're going to have brain fog. We'll not be able to breathe. We will not be able to manage our weight. We will not be able to manage blood pressure to keep it level. We will not be able to manage our sugar levels. We'll become diabetics. Weight gain can cause cancer as well. There's so many issues, inflammation in the body. If you just start with a simple practice of moving for just 10 minutes in the morning, just moving 10 minutes, you will start to notice a difference with just that small change. Anyways, that's all I have for you guys this week. I hope that you can figure out a way to incorporate any type of movement that you would like. If you'd like a 10-minute yoga practice video, message me. The notes are in the show notes, my website. You can contact me through there. I would love to hear from you. Leave me a comment if you're watching me on social media or on YouTube. Let me know if you'd like to have a 10-minute yoga stretch in the morning or a 10-minute yoga flow, something that you would like to maybe try on your own at home. It'll be at your fingertips, on your phone, wherever. Try it. Until next time, have a wonderful weekend. Oh, and don't forget to please share this with someone that you know that would maybe benefit from this little tip that I have had to share, this idea, this epiphany that I personally have had, and I wanted to share it with you, and I invite you to share it with someone else and help me grow. Until next time, have a wonderful weekend, guys. Get up and move. Get up and move.
Thanks for listening to the Living Healthy, Living Well podcast. To learn more about weekly yoga sessions and group and individual lifestyle coaching sessions, visit my website, Prana Health Yoga and Wellness. For more inspiration, daily affirmations, challenges, and health and wellness support, join my private Facebook group, Living Healthy, Living Well. Subscribe to this channel so that you won't miss a single weekly episode. And if you'd like to contact me to schedule a free 15-minute discovery call on how I may help you create the life of your dreams with the strengths that you currently have, click the link in the show notes below. Until next time, have a wonderful week.